Volume. In this flash episode of Read This Today, we'll hear from Sipiwe Mahala on his new collection of stories called Red Apple Dreams and find out why he thinks short stories are the future. Welcome to Read This, the book show where we tell you what's hot in the world of literature, brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name is Jennifer Malik, and I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. To subscribe to Read This on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. You can also listen to Read This wherever you get your podcasts. For the November issue of the JRB, which is available online at the moment, I sat down with the author Sipiwe Mahala to talk about his new book, which he has just self-published. Red Apple Dreams is a collection of short stories with a difference. It combines a number of Sipiwe's own stories, both new and old, with some of the short stories that have inspired him, including stories by Can Temba, James Matthews, Njabulo Ndebele, and Zukiswa Vana. So it's got quite a few different authors in the book. And then those stories are followed by Sipiwe's own interpretations or responses to those stories written in the form of stories themselves. So it's a really original idea. Sipiwe is the author of the novel When a Man Cries, which was published in 2007, which he translated into isiXhosa as Yakhala Indoda, and the short story collection African Delights. In January 2016, The Guardian listed African Delights as one of the top 10 must-read books in the world. Sipiwe's first play, The House of Truth, based on the life of Can Temba, was performed in front of sold-out audiences in 2016 at the National Arts Festival in Grahamstown and at the Market Theatre and the Soweto Theatre and also at the Santons Theatre on the Square. Sipiwe also recently earned his PhD with a thesis on the life and work of Can Temba. In our interview, he chats about why he decided to self-publish this book. Spoiler alert, he wanted to cut out the middleman, and how, as a result, he has turned his car into a mobile bookshop. He also reveals why he thinks short stories are the future, and he speaks about the significance of the first story in the collection, which is called Red Apple Dreams, in which he reflects really touchingly on his relationship and his memories of his mother, who died when he was young. And now let's listen to Sipiwe reading an excerpt from Red Apple Dreams.
My name is Sipiwe Mahala, author of Red Apple Dreams. I'd like to read an excerpt from one of the 15 stories. It's called The Old Man's Horse, and it's set entirely in rural landscape. They hear the commotion caused by the sound of people, horses, dogs, and cattle, even before they could see them. Different groups were singing different songs at the same time. Many of the songs were only distantly familiar to Samgelo, as he had not participated in the festival for a long time. When they arrived at the open field where the festival was held, there were various groups of people celebrating their own way. A group of men walked rhythmically in a circle, piercing the sky with their sticks as they sang jubilant war cries. Other people were already milling around, friends reuniting, enemies reconciling, witches and witch doctors all united by the ecstasy of the moment. Horses clad in multicolored costumes pranced around like athletes before a race. They wore decorated saddles, blinkers and adornments around their necks and legs. Tied to the leg dressings were bottle tops, which made a rhythmic sound with each step. The girl majorettes were already standing in rank, and behind them was the brass band, comprised of young men with homemade instruments. Samgelo was welcomed only by the members of the brass band, many of whom were much younger than him. The brass band started playing. The rudiments were familiar to Samgelo. They were the same tunes he had played when he was younger. The majorettes marched across the field, with the band following closely behind. The queen of majorettes swung her elaborately decorated stick, displaying sophisticated patterns that were a testament to months of rehearsal. The jockeys were ordered to take their horses to the starting point, and Nomzamo did exactly that. Nyati, as the custodian of the festivities in the absence of the chief and the regent, objected to her participation. "What are you doing here?" he asked. "The same thing everybody else is doing," Nomzamo replied nonchalantly. "But you are a woman," fired the bewildered Nyati. "So what? It is the horse that is going to be racing, not me."
Thank you for listening to this flash episode of Read This, the book show where we tell you what's hot in the world of literature. brought to you by the Johannesburg Review of Books and Volume. My name's Jennifer Malik, and I'm the editor of the Johannesburg Review of Books. To subscribe to Read This on WhatsApp, add the number 082-382-1222 to your contact list and send us a message. You can also listen to Read This wherever you get your podcasts. Ciao for now. Volume.